and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, our state, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. It is June the 28th, Tuesday. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. It's 7:06 in the morning, and Linda is still down with a family member, ensuring that their first few days after spinal surgery, back surgery, is going to be turning out okay. She'll be back this afternoon, though. So I'm here with Bad Bob. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Good morning.
Look at you today. You are just, you know what? You look lively and, you know, just a silhouette of yourself.
Yeah. Plentiful sunshine, high around 105 today. The overnight low will be about 70 degrees, a little bit toasty over the next several days. It'll peak out at about 107 degrees on Thursday, then tapering off as we head into the 4th of July weekend. It'll be a relatively chilly 97 degrees on Sunday. 4th of July looks like it'll be flirting with the century mark. No rain in the immediate future. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, and discounts for seniors and veterans. A veteran-owned business is Shasta Gas Propane with Chuck and Judy Kenny. Give them a call, 365-3793. We've got a lot of things going on today. Of course, Haven Humane's going to be coming in at 8 o'clock for their monthly meeting. But we're starting off today with a documentary that is opening in theaters across America. In this case, it's opening. It opened last Friday, June the 24th, at the Valley 11 Cinemas, and it's called Vaxxed, and that's V-A-X-X-E-D. And it's called From Cover-Up to Catastrophe. And on the phone today, we have with us Dane Wigginton, a local resident from here in Reading. And we're talking about this, who helped bring this this movie into the Northern California area. And Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who was the man that produced this film along with a couple others, and has been studying vaccinations and autism for decades. So, Dane, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Appreciate you covering this most important issue, because the rest of the local media, with the exception of, local ABC station, KRCR, and Record Searchlight have refused to cover this issue at all.
Well, you know, this is there's a lot of people that have problems with vaccinations. The fact that the state has ordered every child to be vaccinated, if you're going to a public or a private school, the only way you can get out of it is through go to homeschools. You can't say you're religious, for religious reasons or anything. They want to be vaccinated.
There must be a choice. But the risk is absolutely conclusively proven with, as Andrew will explain, CDC whistleblowers and mountains of statistical data. I'll let Andrew explain on that. But how can our local media that claims to represent North State, KRCR, and the Record Searchlight, blacklist this as they've done with other issues? They simply feel they have the right to censor data from the public.
Well, you know, there's, as you know, that we will we argue with you on several occasions on the chemtrails in this, but this is this documentary.
Well, I never use that term, though, Carl, for the record.
Okay.
The media wants to use that term and insists on using that term, and we never use that term. It's a non-science term, and all we're saying is that doesn't our media have a right, in the case of climate engineering or vaccinations, don't they have a mandated responsibility, I should say, to let the public look at the data?
I think that the public needs to have access to it. I think that the media shouldn't just censor things. It smacks of the climate change, where you can be prosecuted if you disagree with the scientist on whatever scientific manner that it is on climate change. I think that the idea that you're limiting your First Amendment rights over something like this is ridiculous. I think the people need to listen to both sides and then make up their own mind.
I have an email still in my possession from the editor of the Record Searchlight, our North State primary paper, stating that he feels he has the right to decide what the public sees and what they don't see. And when we're talking about events like we had last year in Reading, which this year should rival that, we have Dr. Wakefield and others here to present unbelievable, shocking data on the vaccination issue. But last year we had government scientists. We had the head of a CEO for the world's largest environmental engineering consulting firm, former military, with 1,000 people present, and KRCR and the Record Searchlight completely omitted any reporting on that issue. That's absolutely criminal, Carl.
Well, you know, that's up to the public. You know, it's the publisher, if that's what he wants to feel, because they make decisions every day on what they want to put in the paper or the media. I mean, I make decisions what I want to have on. I could have easily just said, no, that's okay. We're passing on this. But we
in
like to do.
In this case with the vaccinations, we already have Shasta School District trying to keep us from getting the David Marr Auditorium, apparently. So we had to switch to the Cascade Theater. I mean, they literally tried to close the door on us once they found out what this is for. We have local medical facilities extremely hostile to even hearing or looking at the data. They don't even want to talk to anybody about it. They don't want to look at facts. And, Carl, we have pediatricians being paid by the pharmaceutical industry if they admit, I mean, huge amounts of money, which will be presented at the event on August 5th at the Cascade Theater. That data will be presented at the compensation system for physicians who administer the full series of vaccinations to children. Is that not a conflict of interest when they are paid to make sure that these kids get vaccinations and they refuse to look at data relating to the harm for those vaccinations? I'll let Andrew elaborate on that more.
Well, perhaps doctors don't believe that they truly don't believe, and that from their own research don't believe
should
that vaccinations.
On,
let me finish. Let me finish. Dane, let me finish. Yeah. Is they also have a right to come to their own conclusions based on their own research. So to say they're not in accusing them of taking money for giving vaccinations may not be true.
How can they not disclose, one, that there's a conflict of interest? They're being paid to make sure those people get those vaccinations. And two, we're not talking about something that should be done in a belief system. It should be done on facts based on available data, and that's not happening because we have a medical industry that when someone speaks out, like Dr. Wakefield, it, in a way that the medical industry and the pharmaceutical industry doesn't like, they are completely stripped of credentials. The medical industry strikes back with everything they have. The power structure strikes back. If people care about the truth, they're willing to look at the truth. We have a medical industry that's trained and pressured not to look at the truth.
Well, we'll see when we come through our discussion today. We've got to take a quick break here before
sure.
we start. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. That Sleep Number makes a big difference in your life and how you sleep. It's made a big difference in Linda and I and how we sleep. We look at it as rest, diet and exercise as being three pillars of being healthy. And, of course, the sleep we get on our Sleep Number bed is just outstanding. It has a dual air technology, which allows Linda to sleep on a different firmness in the side, on her mattress, on her side of the mattress than mine. My Sleep Number setting is 60. And the Sleep Number setting is 40. That changes, though. You can change it every night if you like. After you've had a hard workout, you may want to go to a 40-30 type thing. The bottom line is, though, is with the IQ technology, it also has Sleep IQ technology that's available that helps you make decisions like that. We'll take into account what your lifestyle is, and we'll give suggestions on what your firmness should be in the mattress. And right now, Sleep Number has got their lowest prices of the season. When you get a queen Sleep Number C2 mattress starting at only $699.99. That's right, under $700, made in America, chosen as the best mattress by Consumer Reports for 2015. There's so much to it and more. So head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go into the Sleep Number store, which is over there by the Vitamin Shop. See Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals down there. Lay on the bed.
see what it's like, and you're going to never be sorry. We haven't been, and we've been sleeping on this bed for, what, 2 years, 2 or 3 years now? And it's just simply outstanding. The time is 7:15 in the morning. It is 73 degrees already, going up to 106 today. Be careful out there. We're going to have Haven Humane on at 8 o'clock to talk more about taking care of animals in this heat. But we've got Dane Wigginton and Dr. Andrew Wakefield with us, and they're talking about the movie Vaxxed. From cover up to catastrophe. And we present these so people can hear both sides of the story, so they can, you can make up your own mind instead of trying to limit your access to things that are into ideas that may not fit into the normal stream of things. We'll be right back.
Your true dream vacation. Let us help you define it at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings every Thursday at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise, whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines. Rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of. Final drawing Thursday, June 30th, where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Some restrictions may apply. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabaugh. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a great day because it's going to be hot out there. It's 75 already, and it's going to be up to 106 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark started this business well over 10 years ago. In fact, they just had their 10-year anniversary. And what it does is it helps people in homes, whether it's elderly with Care Daily or stopping in every so often, or it could be something as simple as what Linda's helping her sister with back surgery. And with the back surgery, she can't get up and do everything. It takes her a long time. So Linda's there to help with meals and this. This is what home helpers can do. And every one of the home helpers have been interviewed by Sharon, bonded, background checks, insured, the whole thing, everything that you can imagine for somebody that cares. And Sharon is the one that comes and talks to you about the needs for you or your family. Give her a call at 226-8350. Stop by 2620 Larkspur Lane, Suite November, Suite N there. And I guess what I'd really like to say, though, about this is that Sharon really cares about what's going on with her clients and has been voted Businesswoman of the Year and also Business of the Year here in Reading. Home Helpers. Okay, we're here with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who is producer of a movie documentary called Vaxxed, from Cover Up to Catastrophe, about a link, he says, between vaccinations and autism, and Dane Wigginton, who has helped bring this to the forefront up here in Northern California. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Okay, Dr. Wakefield, can you give us some background on you? Because from what Dana said is that you've been discredited and punished by the British Medical Society for your studies.
That is a modification of the truth put out by the powers that be. I'm a gastroenterologist. I trained as a gastroenterologist, graduated in 1981. I ran a big research team at the largest medical school in the world, the University of London. And parents came to me in 1995 saying that their child was perfectly normal and then had received, in many cases, a measles, mumps, rubella vaccine and had regressed into autism. Now, these parents were not anti-vaccine. They had taken their children to be vaccinated on time, and nor was I anti-vaccine at all. The reason they came to me as a gastroenterologist is they had severe gastrointestinal symptoms, which their doctors had dismissed as just being part of autism. They were clearly not. And when we investigated these symptoms with the world's leading pediatric gastroenterologist at the time, Professor John Walker Smith, we discovered that the parents were right. The children had an inflammatory bowel disease that has now been confirmed worldwide, and when we treated that bowel disease, not only did the bowel symptoms, the intestinal symptoms improve, but also the autism improved, the cognitive function of the child, their well-being. It was fascinating, rather like a Lorenzo's oil situation. So when the parents said, my child regressed after an MMR, we had a moral and a professional obligation to take that extremely seriously, which we did, which I did. And that really was the beginning of the end of my career, because when you challenge political or government policy on something like vaccination and you challenge or threaten the pharmaceutical industry's bottom line, then there is no price that you will not pay. However, 20 years later, we now discover from an insider at the CDC, one of their senior scientists in the immunization safety division, that they have committed fraud, and that they have known for 14 years that measles, mumps, rubella vaccine is causally associated with autism, and they have decided to deliberately hide.
Now, you published a study, your first study on this, and it was in the medical journal, The Lancet, in 1998. and it stood for, you know, what almost one decade at least. It stood there on its own merit. But then in 2010, the study was retracted. And this is when your real problem started. Was that true?
Yes, it was when Rupert Murdoch decided to set one of his journalists on me to contrive what is, in effect, a very, very elaborate lie about that paper. The only time that this paper has ever been, or this whole case has been reviewed before a proper judiciary, that is the English High Court, then that decision has been completely overturned, and the basis for the paper being withdrawn was rejected completely out of hand by the judge. And so the paper should, at that point, have been reinstated. And yet the editor of The Lancet decided, presumably in protecting his own career, not to do that because it was such a political hot potato. Nonetheless, everything that was published in that paper and subsequent papers by us has turned out to be true.
Okay. Now, the what is the movie Vaxxed? I mean, can you just give a synopsis for everybody?
Certainly. The movie Vaxxed is about the worst medical fraud ever committed in the history of the world. And it comes not from me. It's not my opinion. It's not the producer's opinion. It's not Polly Tommy's opinion, the mother of an affected child in the movie. It is fact, hard fact, based upon the word and the documents from the time of Dr. William Thompson, senior epidemiologist and statistician in charge of the very study that he claims now is a fraud. And we have gone through this data in great, great detail. We have produced a documentary that is absolutely factual. Again, not opinion. It is based upon his word and his document showing that they have committed a major, major fraud. They have concealed that there was an increased autism risk if you got the vaccine on schedule. Bear with me on that. If one received the vaccine on the CDC schedule, that is between 12 and 18 months, and that risk was particularly prominent in two groups of children. One was African-American boys, for reasons that are unknown, and the second is children of all races who were developmentally normal to age one. In other words, exactly the group of children you would expect were developing normally, and then something impacted them after 1 year of age that caused them to deteriorate into autism.
Okay, so what Thompson said was, and I think I remember reading this at one point, that that the CDC did have that had covered up some of their findings, and this was before I'd ever heard of the your documentary. But gosh, what was that? A couple years ago?
Yes, in August of 2014, through a whistleblower lawyer, he issued a statement confessing to the cover-up.
That's what I thought. And so this is well before I heard that, and I thought, well, that's interesting, but then it just kind of like it disappeared after that.
Yes, it sadly disappeared because, as you've alluded to already in your program, the mainstream media decided not to run it, and the networks in particular. I mean, this makes Watergate look like a stroll in the park, and yet no media outlet wanted to touch it. Why? And because for the most part, the networks are owned by their sponsors, the pharmaceutical industry in many cases. And I've experienced this personally. I've heard it from journalists who've actually left the industry because they are appalled at the state of American journalism and its how it is beholden to the pharmaceutical industry. But the sponsors did not want this to play out, and therefore it did not play out in the mainstream media. Now it plays out in a movie, which brings the entire story to the public, and they can now see and judge for themselves what the truth is. And in Thompson's words himself, I have been guilty of lying to millions of taxpayers about the potential side effects, negative side effects of vaccines, his own words. So I would urge people to make up their own minds. Do not listen to what you read in the newspaper or what you hear from pediatricians who have not seen the film, public health doctors who have not seen the film. Go and see it for yourself. As Americans, do not be told what to think or what to say or how to act or what to read or what to see. You make up your own minds and see this film Vaxxed when it comes to Northern California.
Okay.
I want to stress, Carl, if I may say, too, on the film Vaxxed, this is very, very important. There's on tape a top Center for Disease Control official confessing to this cover-up on the record. That's what's so important here. This is from the inside, a confession that people can hear with their own ears.
Now, Mr. Thompson, who did this, has he come back and retracted any of that?
No, not at all. He has delivered all of his documents to Congressman Bill Posey of Florida, and he is very keen to come before the government's the Congress and to testify under oath about what happened, and that is, we're hoping, is in the process of being done right now.
Now, there was another quote from him, supposedly, now this was the New York Times, that said that that he would never advise people not to get vaccinated. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I mean, this is nothing to do with his opinion. Beyond the fraud, what we're concerned with only here is the fact of the fraud, that the CDC has committed fraud. What Dr. Thompson's ultimate opinion on the merits of vaccination is it's neither here nor there. The documentary is not about that. The documentary is about the disclosure, the revelation, the expose of this very, very serious fraud in a government agency that is charged with caring for the health of the children of this country. And they have not only not done that, but they have gone completely the other way and exposed millions of children to harm.
So what you're saying is that this whole thing, that, and I think I've seen some place where autism was, one in a, 10,000 or 5,000. Now they're saying like one in 44. Has it come to that? And I'm just,
yes,
I'm,
no,
but I'm not sure. I am not sure where I saw that figure. So I'm gonna have to go back and look at that again. However, it does seem as autism has jumped a lot in the last 20 or 30 years. Is there any other explanation besides vaccines?
Well, a number of explanations have been examined, and whether we're just calling autism something, autism that we were calling something different before, whether we're just better at making the diagnosis, whether it's an artifact, and it's not. These do not explain it. In fact, some of the best information on this comes from UC Davis, from Dr. Hertz Picciotto, who has published on this, saying this is undoubtedly real, and it's undoubtedly an environmental impact that is hurting these children. So the arguments have raged for a while, but they're testable hypotheses. They've been put into a scientific context and tested, and they do not explain the increase. And what one has to bear in mind is that the risk for autism in a child born today is probably about 1 in 25. And what our movie shows from the analysis of data by an MIT scientist, based upon the CDC's own numbers, that by 2032, it will be 1 in 2 children if this trend continues. So there is a huge emergency. There was just a paper from California I saw this morning from an educator looking at the cost and how it is going to bankrupt the state of California, just the sheer numbers of children with autism that you have now if none were born beyond this point.
Okay, now, this is not, as you said, this has not received a lot of acclaim from a medical journals or established medical organizations, is that true?
Well, it's interesting. You know, we've had many doctors have come, many pediatricians have come to the movie. It's really had a huge impact. I mean, I remember in Anaheim, in Santa Ana, recently a pediatrician at the front said he was dragged kicking and screaming to see this film, and now he could never practice medicine in the same way again because of what he had seen. Another pediatrician said that he was going to have to get himself a therapist because he was going to have to come to terms with the damage that he had done. So it is having a profound impact. It is having an impact on all the healthcare professionals who come, and the majority of the audience, two-thirds at least, are people who are not directly involved in vaccine injury, but are just interested. So it is reaching a huge swathe of the population, and it is growing day on day on day. So whatever they try to do to stop this movie getting out there, I'm afraid that the desire of the American people to be informed, to get educated and make their own decisions, clearly supersedes the will of the industry and the public health officials to stop them doing so.
So, you're standing up again. I mean, well, the comments on you and everything that I read, anti-big pharma conspiracy mongering, by the numbers approach to didactic storytelling, you know, all those. Has there been anybody that's come out from the medical field that says, hey, you know what, we need to look at this?
Yes, I have. And unfortunately, what was done to me was intended to be a lesson to me to stop, and a lesson to other doctors that if you do this, if you get involved in vaccine safety research, then what happened to Dr. Wakefield will also happen to you. But people say conspiracy. It's fascinating. I was on Matt Lauer's show some years ago, and there'd just been a court case in Australia on Vioxx, the drug that Merck produced, which killed probably 50,000 people, and they knew before it was even licensed that it was causing heart attacks and strokes. And that's the kind of people that we're dealing with. And in Australia, where they were being sued, documents were adduced in court in evidence, which were internal emails from amongst Merck operatives discussing how they would deal with doctors who were critical of Vioxx. They said they had to isolate them to discredit them, and the last comment read out in court was, we may have to seek them out and destroy them where they live. So it's hardly conspiracy theory. It's more a case of corporate policy.
Okay. We're talking to Dr. Andrew Wakefield and Dean Wigginton, and we're talking about the movie, the documentary Vaxxed, which is Dr. Wakefield's work, tying vaccinations to autism, in his opinion. It's going to be playing, it's going to be ending, on Friday, June 24th, is that right, Dean?
Correct. Friday's the last day. It plays from 2:25 and 7:25 through Wednesday or through Thursday. On Friday, it's 2:00 and 7:00. But yes, it'll be playing through Thursday.
Thursday's the last day. Okay, yeah. At Valley 11 Cinemas.
Valley Cinemas.
Valley Cinemas at the Shasta Outlet Mall. There.
Yes.
We've been talking to Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who has spent most of your life now on this. And has had his medical license revoked. He has had I can't imagine the things that are that are said to you. And I mean, just looking at the reviews and what people are saying, how you're doing this strictly because you've only got one opinion and that you're not paying attention to everything. Let me see, what else do they say? They aren't nice things, doctor.
Yeah, and you know you're doing something right when people are saying these.
On that
things.
Note, Carl, if I may say, our event on August 5th, all-day event, free to the public.
Wait, hold on, Dean, you got to let him finish before you talk.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear Andrew talking.
Yeah, he was talking.
I can barely hear him. I'm sorry.
Okay, go on, Andrew.
Very briefly, Dan, I just wanted to say the important thing here is the future of this country, and that is in its children, and nothing else matters as far as getting the truth of this matter. We need to understand what is going on. Why are so many children sick? And what people say about me is irrelevant. I'm irrelevant. What matters is these children. And so I will continue to do it until my last breath. And we must get to the truth sooner rather than later. And that is a simple fact. And now, with William Thompson's admission, his confessions, we are in a much better position to reconcile this issue.
Okay. Dr. Andrew Wakefield, thank you very much for being with us today. And again, we present this so people can make up their own minds that this is Dr. Wakefield's documentary that he's using from the evidence that he's found. There, of course, are a tremendous amount of other opinions on this, of course, that vaccination is okay. Dean?
I would like to add to that again, on the statistical data, this is coming from the CDC, much of it. It's not Andrew's opinion. There's no opinion involved. And as far as how the government treats whistleblowers, Carl, we know that this administration, above all others, has prosecuted more whistleblowers than all other administrations combined. And at the August 5th event at the Cascade, we will have a former CIA officer, decorated officer, to tell whoever attends to lay out exactly what the government does to anyone who dares to tell the truth. Their careers are ruined, their lives are ruined, or worse. So people can hear that with their own ears from a former CIA officer that will be at this event speaking as well as Dr. Wakefield and the rest of the crew from Vaxxed. And again, if we're not afraid of the truth, why would anyone who cares about their children not at least go see this film at the Anderson Theaters? Why not?
I think, like I said about everything, is I think people are, there's, a lot of people say this is just, it's completely untrue, the whole documentary.
But how can they say that if they haven't
I'm saying.
Are you willing to go, Carl? Are you going to go see the film?
I don't know if I am or not, because
have a credible opinion if they're not willing to look at both sides of the data?
That's true. No, that's true.
Simply asking.
No, that's true. That is it. That's why we were happy to have you and the doctor on today, because I want to bring this up to people so that people take a look at it from both sides.
That,
which is kind of the idea.
They have to look at both sides.
That's right.
They have to.
Okay, August 5th is going to be your Cascade Theater, talking about the cover-ups and whistleblowers, and Vax plays for two more days down at Valley Cinemas in the Shasta Outlet Mall. I think the first show is at 2:00, and it is From Cover-Up to Catastrophe, Vaxxed. Thank you very much, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, for being on, and Dean Wigginton. And we've got to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Well, you know you make me wanna kick my heels up and throw my hands up and throw my head back and come on now.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains, and long desert stretches made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Here's some important information from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. REU recognizes how utility costs affect our customers. We would like to take this opportunity to remind our customers that we offer special programs like our Lifeline and Lifeline Plus programs for income-qualified customers. REU also offers other customer assistance programs. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl Lindebot, good morning. It is, oh gosh, about, no, 18 minutes until the hour of 8. 77 degrees. Oh, wait a minute. We're getting an update right now as we speak. The weather, we have 78 degrees going up to 106 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Stay cool today, people. Wear light-colored clothing. Don't leave anything in the car that you want to have after 10 minutes. Children, dogs, grandma, chocolate.
Anything. I feel like I'm doing the tote board at a Jerry Lewis telephone.
We've got another two grays out there. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, Ted Light does this. This is his business. This isn't a sideline. This isn't something he does on, you know, does on the weekends. He does this full time. All of his instructors are NRA trained. Now, his instructors don't do this full time, but he does, and he ensures that his instructors know everything that every up-to-date rule, every up-to-date technique, everything changes it totally all the time to ensure that his students get the finest in concealed carry instruction and safety, pistol safety, everything. All of this in Northern Firearms Instruction. Give him a call at 530-999-1822 or check or register online at readingccw.com. Okay, just finished that women's only class out there. Gosh, you know what? A woman's only class is just simply outstanding. Every one of them has been outstanding because women will sit there, they watch. I mean, they really watch what you're doing. They're not men who say, oh, I know how to use a gun, and most 90% of them don't, or they don't know how to do it correctly. Or, and the women will ask good questions.
And then when you give them instruction, they get it and they do it. I mean, it's like, okay, put my hands like this and aim like this and boom. Oh, see how easy it is? You hit the target. Anyway, it's great. So I like to thank all the ladies out there this past weekend.
Yeah, they go. Some of them have never actually handled a firearm before, and by the end of it, they're no longer scared of it.
Out of 25 or 26 ladies in the class, 19 of them needed pistols to shoot. So that tells you they didn't have pistols, or they, you know, when you ask on a scale from 0 to 10, and 10 being the best, and 0 being you haven't even seen a gun, where are you? And probably half of them are in that 1 to 2 range. But by the time they finished, every one of them passed the test. 30 shots. I'm getting 30 out of 30 on the targets because they listen. Okay. Tyler Woodlow's in here, and there's something going on here, right?
Morning,
got somebody
Carl.
Missing.
Yeah, so, you know, thank you, first of all, for letting me stop by.
Well, you were standing outside, and I thought,
yeah.
Oh, here I am. I've double-booked somebody else. And,
No.
But then I saw what it was about.
Yeah, so, you know, unfortunately, got some upsetting news last night. One of our dear friends in the community, Justin Babb, who's a very active member of our community through Catalyst, through Leadership Reading, amongst many other groups, has been missing since Sunday. No one's been able to get a hold of him. He did not show for work. He has not reached out to anybody. Has not contacted anybody. His family is kind of dispersed around the West Coast.
Uh-huh.
He has a sister coming from Dunsmuir later on today.
Is he an outdoor kind of guy?
You know,
I mean, would he be like maybe go out on a hike or something like this?
Yeah,
not
I mean,
anybody
he's,
know.
He's doing a good job when it comes to his fitness. He's been losing a lot of weight, so I can definitely see him doing some you know, physical activity in that aspect. But he's definitely not one that wouldn't communicate, which is a big deal. So we're just asking everybody if they have any information about Justin Babb, if they've seen or heard from him in the last 48 hours, to call RPD.
Okay, so what's Justin look like?
You know what? Actually, I sent you a photo of him. Justin is about, I'd say, between 5'11", 6 foot tall. I would put him at about 210 to 215 pounds. I've never seen him not smile.
Okay.
Dude's always happy. He's got a pretty clean buzz cut, and he wears glasses most of the time. Sometimes he wears contacts. But, you know, he's not a abnormal looking dude in any kind of way. He's a normal guy. He's always entertaining.
No indications from anybody. Everybody that saw him on Friday and all this and Saturday said, oh, everything's
good.
Yeah.
Last scene, I think,
got lots
Saturday.
Of friends. Got
yeah,
lots of friends.
Yeah, lots of, that's the key thing. He's got lots of friends. I mean, this community is, he doesn't have local family, but this community has been his local family. Anytime, and you know, me and you are always at a lot of things together in the community.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the, you know, the young adult stuff that I end up attending, or the, you know, hacking groups or anything technology related, Justin's there. Justin's helping.
Okay.
So I mean, this, everyone loves him. This guy's always out there doing something good.
It's really strange, huh?
It is.
Is his car gone too?
Car's gone too.
Yeah. And the police have been notified. The police have put out an official.
Yeah, a report has been officially made. They were notified in advance prior to that, but obviously you got to wait 48 hours for it.
Have they been inside
report.
The house and all that? People been inside?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. The report was officially made as of this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all going to be doing our part of communicating with the right folks, especially with law enforcement, and making sure that, you know, we allow them to do their job, but at the same time we can help and contribute in any form and factor that doesn't hinder their process as well.
Well, that's the idea.
You
don't want somebody that's you don't want to intrude, but on the other hand, you want to get the word out.
Exactly.
So it's on my Facebook page. I assume that I will share it with everybody I know. Justin Babb was working. He works at
Optimize Worldwide.
Optimize Worldwide.
Yeah.
Okay. Like you said, if you see him, if you know Justin, once you see his photo, if you've seen him around, you might want to call the police department.
Absolutely.
And tell them that, hey, I saw this guy.
Yeah, and share his photo. You know, anybody, you know, my name is Tyler Whitlow. If we're not friends on Facebook, go to my Facebook page. I shared a photo of him. You know, Carl shared a photo of him. You know,
I
share
will.
His photo,
so
get the word
it.
Out, and share his face. Hopefully someone will see him.
Well, okay. Well, you know what? That's really nice of you, Tyler, to come in on something like this. Because, you know, and this is really the strange things, is when somebody just kind of disappears. I would hope that somebody has gotten into his house by now. You know, the police, I think, can enter on something like this, and that they were in there already.
Yep.
Because,
hope so.
But his car's gone.
Yeah.
So, All right.
please keep us informed about this, too.
Will do.
And we will share this. I'll give it to Bob. Bob can share it with his million friends he has.
Yep.
And we'll see if we can't find him. Thanks
Perfect.
A lot.
Thank you, gentlemen. Okay.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back.
Hello, Christopher Fleischman with Simple Solutions. You know, over the past few years, appliance diagnosis and repair has become more and more technical, while factory field training has become less and less available. I have been to the factory training over the years, and I am the only local appliance technician I know of with a degree in electronics technology. Given that electronics are being used more and more in appliances, doesn't it make sense to take advantage of my special knowledge? Also, with a broad background in electronic and electromechanical repair, 10 years appliance repair experience and several thousand repairs under my belt, and an EPA Universal Refrigerant certification, Simple Solutions brings a little more to the table. Since I'm out in the field making repairs, I'm unable to field phone calls. So for quick service, email me at simplesolutions911@gmail.com. State the appliance issue and your contact number. I will call you as soon as possible. I really will. Higher qualifications and lower prices. With Simple Solutions, you have an alternative.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. No way. Oh, you didn't.
Actually, that's been sitting in the queue for about 20 minutes.
No. That was kind of tacky.
No.
No, I know what you're saying. It's 8 minutes till. We're talking about Justin Babb. Tyler Whitlow came in and said this young man, Justin Babb, who is a major player in the community around here, young man, has been gone for 48 hours. And so we'll put his name, we'll put his face up on Facebook and all these kind of things. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, where Bob and I go. Down there, they've got all the machinery. They've got great trainers. They have a free towel service. I love that. Boheem Spa's in there. They've got it all, including a saltwater pool. Nobody else has that.
What I really like is that the exercise bike has a place where I can put my Kindle while I'm pedaling away. And that way you forget
you
that you're...
You can really see the difference in you, buddy. Yeah. You know what? Yeah, no. I mean, you started. I mean, it's just melting off you. And then, you walk. And you're not doing that, you're walking. So, anyway.
Well, especially this last couple of weeks, I've been schlepping gear all over Hill and Dale, and that was it. And now the rush to get the video out for the participants.
Right, for the that's Dancing with the Stars. But Wellgate Sports Club, great place to go to. Become a member of our Spartan Club and run the Spartan with us in November. Give them a call at 768-1205. You don't have to run the Spartan. You can just come along with us and drink beer at the end. Wellgate Sports Club on Eureka and Eureka Way and Court Street. Find them. Give them a call. Really great place. 768-1205. Okay. Don't have a lot of time left here before our guest comes in, but the Benghazi committee came out. Now, of course, because it's Republican-controlled Congress, immediately all the Democrats say, it's nothing but a witch hunt. It's a witch hunt. Well, you know, frankly... Frankly,
sorry.
I know. I'm not going to say anything about that. Maybe it is a witch hunt. But they have proven is that the Obama administration had the first meeting. Five of the ten notes that came out of there was on about the video. How do we get this video word out there? You know, that it was a video that caused this attack in Benghazi when, of course, Hillary told her daughter the same night, it's a Al-Qaeda type attack. And it went on that the whole thing was trying to point it at the video because, of course, it was coming up to election time when there was no proof that it was that had anything to do with the video. That the fact also is that American troops were, you know, Panetta told them, get ready. State Department, which is Hillary, was telling them, well, not so fast. We have some other things to do. And they were told, okay, should we be in there in uniform or civilian clothes? They changed their clothes three times waiting to get in there.
These people lie as naturally as they breathe.
And you know what?
DNA.
If they could just say this, we didn't know what was going on. You know, I didn't have a good idea what was happening. I didn't know what to do. You know, what this is, it's never come up before. Then you can say at least, okay, you made the mistake. Let's move on from that. But Obama, get this. He wasn't even briefed the next day. He picked up his, you know, his daily briefing that they write for him, gets on the plane and heads to Las Vegas for a fundraiser. Yeah, that's my commander-in-chief. That's who I want in charge of me. When the chips are down, I want President Obama there making those decisions while he's flying off to Las Vegas. You know, this whole thing with Hillary is this, is she made mistakes. She never, ever stands up and says, I made a mistake. Her answer to this whole thing is, what difference does it make? Somebody's dead, whether they were killed because of a video or because of a terrorist attack. What difference does it make? It makes a big difference. It makes a big difference in what you said. The other thing it makes a big difference is everything that comes and falls on your plate, from the server to things that happen in the White House, your attacks on women that your husband molested. This matters. Yes, it matters. Because if this is her character now, imagine if she's president of the United States when terrorist countries give her millions of dollars for the Clinton Foundation. Think about this. Countries that women are chattel. They can't even travel unless a male member of their family, which could be a younger brother or a son, tells them it's okay. Bob?
And this is not just the Democrats, by the way.
Oh, no. Well, let me get started on the Republicans. Yeah. But this is just Hillary. This is just this woman that has lied and lied and covered and protected herself when letting other people get killed, have their reputations totally destroyed because it protected her and her husband.
The emphasis is not what can we do to protect American lives, what can we do to protect American interests. The emphasis is, what do I need to do to cover my butt on this one? That's the emphasis. I'm sorry. That's a little sideways to me.
But see, people are going to say about, oh, it's Benghazi, you know, it wasn't Hillary's fault. Nobody ever said it was Hillary's fault. But let's talk about what happened there, about the cover-up and all this. If you remember, Bill Clinton was not impeached because he had sex with Monica or the many other women he had sex with. No, though he should have. If he's commander-in-chief, he should have been court-martialed for that. Of course, he pulled that one out. Well, I'm commander-in-chief until he found out he could be court-martialed, and, you know, immediately the commander-in-chief went away. He was impeached because he lied under oath. And, you know, and people look at, oh, well, you know, he was just lying about, you know, having an affair with all these women.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You know, but you know what? People, you know, what people in the administrations McFarland, all these guys got put in jail for, wasn't for what they did, because that wasn't criminal. It was lying about what they did under oath, perjury. And she has done this. She has lied under oath. She has said about the, you know, she's taken these servers and these emails, said, I didn't do this. And every time they find something new, she, oh, well, except for that. This is the woman that you want to lead the United States of America. And no, I haven't talked about Trump. We'll get to Trump, too. It's 8 o'clock. We're going to have Haven Humane with us. As soon as we get back, we'll talk about how we protect our animals in the heat.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The House Select Committee on Benghazi has issued its 800-page report faulting the military for responding too slowly to send help to Benghazi, Libya during the deadly 2012 attacks. House Select Committee on Benghazi Chairman Representative Trey Gowdy said the final report highlights two very different scenarios that took place on September 11, 2012.
The image on the one hand of what was happening in Benghazi during the relevant time period, and the image on the other hand of the decisions made and not made in Washington during that same time period.
Republicans on the panel releasing the report on the attacks that killed four Americans, including U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a religious freedom case that comes out of Washington State, and we get the details from correspondent Michael Herring.
This one's a little tricky. The state law allows individual pharmacists to avoid dispensing Plan B and other potential abortifacients by passing the orders to colleagues who don't object. But this case argued that the owners of the pharmacies should have the option of rejecting such prescriptions. The high court says no.
As correspondent Michael Harrington reporting, the high court taking up an appeal from an 11-year-old Michigan girl with cerebral palsy who was not allowed to bring her service dog to school. The justices will consider whether Elena Fry's family can sue the school district for violations of federal disability law. The girl's family obtained the dog to help her do things like open doors and retrieve various objects. West Virginia's governor says the state will help the thousands upon thousands of people who've lost their homes and had other problems in the aftermath of serious flooding.
We'll make sure that the people and the businesses in Raynell do carry on.
The comments by the governor airing on WOAY-TV, Governor Earl Ray Tomlin said during a press conference that thousands of homes will not be habitable again and thousands of others will need to be repaired. On Wall Street, the Dow's doing well, up 163 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
You've had enough of your back pain. You're tired of it. Find your nearest Walgreens or CVS and look for the Australian Dream, makers of the trusted arthritis pain relief cream, now with a formula to ease back pain. Australian Dream back pain cream is real medicine, and it can effectively relieve your simple backache. It absorbs easily, and it isn't greasy. Australian Dream is backed by the empty jar guarantee. No more pain for you. Pull into your Walgreens or CVS now. Get Australian Dream back pain cream in the purple and white box in the pain relief aisle.
The Senate is working on a final funding package to fight the Zika virus. We get more details from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The compromise bill provides $1.1 billion to fund the Zika response. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats just have to join Republicans and pass this bill.
There's no reason Democrats should reverse course now and block funding for Zika control in the midst of mosquito season.
Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says there are plenty of reasons.
This conference report is full of poison pills.
Senator Reid cites cuts to Planned Parenthood, Ebola funding, Obamacare, and even VA benefits.
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon reporting. Jason Day has pulled out of the Olympics because of the Zika virus, costing golf its number one player as it returns from a century-long absence at the Olympic Games. Day and his wife Ellie had their second child in November. He says they want to have more. He's concerned about the possible implications of a Zika infection. Breaking news at townhall.com. Once was just about enough for House Speaker Paul Ryan. He is now warning Democrats not to try another sit-in.
The Speaker telling a Wisconsin TV station he will not tolerate it if Democrats attempt another sit-in on the House floor after the July 4th recess. He offered no specifics other than to say that if they try it again, as threatened, there would be a quick response. Ryan also says Democrats were hoping to be arrested during the demonstration. He said given how bad that would have looked to put civil rights icon John Lewis in handcuffs, he never considered calling the sergeant at arms.
That is correspondent Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. Pat Summitt, the winningest coach in Division I college basketball history, has passed away at the young age of 64. She suffered from early onset dementia. Buddy Ryan, who coached two defenses and won Super Bowl titles, has passed away at the age of 82. More on these stories, townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Linda is down in Sacramento with her sister-in-law, helping her after back surgery. However, she should be back up here this afternoon. And I'll be happy. Elk Killer will truly be happy that she's back home, because Elk Killer just lays on the air conditioning vent and stares at the door. You know, so I lay on the other air conditioning vent and stare at the door, too, waiting until she comes home. Good morning, everybody. It's like 6 minutes after 8 here. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. All over the world, we archive every one of our shows. So if you did not hear the interview with Vaxxed with Dr. Andrew Wakefield and Dane Wigginton, you need to listen to it. Dane is very passionate about everybody going out to see it. Anyway, bad bomb.
Sunny today and a high near 105. Summer in the city. It'll actually go up a degree on Wednesday, another degree on Thursday, peaking out at about 107 as the end of the week approaches. By the weekend, it'll diminish down to a relatively chilly 99. 4th of July, also flirting with the century mark. Right now in Reading, at 8:06 a.m., we are at 84 degrees. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Now, if it's not 100 degrees for 4th of July in Reading, California, we're victims of climate change. I mean, isn't it always 100 degrees on 4th of July?
I have lived here my entire life, and it do get toasty in July and August.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about the 4th.
There isn't a thing about climate change with that one.
Saw something the other day. It said, gosh, it's really hot, but wait, I'm not carrying 70 pounds of equipment. I'm not carrying rifle and ammunition. My water isn't 115 degrees, and it's not
carrying water.
And it's not 120 degrees out there. Am I, so is it that bad? No, it's not that bad. We're sitting in here. We're drinking a little cup of coffee, and you're drinking icy something or whatever you drink in there.
Water.
It's water. Well, whatever it is. With the fan on, and even though the air conditioner is off because, the main studios here is operated out of their air conditioner operates, for the main studios here. And it keeps going off, where ours, back in our offices, it's nice and cool. So everybody runs back to the offices, sweats a little bit, and then runs back out to the other station. Here, we just tough it out.
I had to actually explain to my friends in the Midwest what a swamp cooler is, because they work here and they don't work too many other places in the country.
New Mexico.
I'll take 107 and
New Mexico, Arizona, Texas.
Yep. I'll take 107 bone dry over 99 and yuck.
Agree.
Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, where it's nice and cool in their place down there at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Rebecca and her husband are running the Four Winds Jewelry now. They've bought it and making a huge success out of it. If you're looking for jewelry, no matter what it is, if it's estate jewelry, diamonds, emeralds, opals, necklaces, watches, you name it, they have it. And not only do they have it, they can get it if they don't have it. Or her husband, who is a gemologist and a jeweler, can build it for you. How about that? Plus, the only trained watch repairman in the whole area, all at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4:30. 222-2750 is the phone number. Okay. It's the last Tuesday of the month. And if that's true, I have Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, sits here
that
with me. And we get together and we talk about our furry friends. And it starts off today. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
Don't leave pets in the car.
Don't.
We've been talking about this
for
years. Weeks. I mean, just this time.
Yeah.
This time of year. Because, you know, it blew up to like, you know, 100, then it went back down.
Yep.
Then it went back up. So, but this is a very dangerous time.
It is. Definitely don't leave your pets in the car. I actually have a little flyer on the back of this thing that talks about that.
Well, here, let me show. Let me take this flyer and put it right up against the microphone.
It also talks about beware of heat on your pet's feet. So asphalt can quickly reach 140 degrees, burning your pet's foot pads.
Linda has almost gotten me in the fight on the street because some people are walking with their dog. They're sitting there. They're drinking their super big icy slushy. It's 105 degrees out. You know the heat on the street's got to be 130. And that dog is sitting there. Can you see that dog kind of moving around a bit? And that person is sitting there drinking their slushy, pushing their, you know, putting that slushy down their chubby little cheeks. And that little dog on the bottom, on
it's
that
hopping
ground.
It's foot hopping. Foot. Yeah.
Linda's like, get out. Hey, it's hot for that dog. And the guy, okay, here we go.
Yeah, so asphalt can get to about 140 degrees. Wow. The back of a pickup bed can get to about 130 degrees. And then the inside of a car can get 140 and higher, even with the windows open.
With the windows
so
open.
So don't think that just because the windows are open that your pet's safe, because it's going to get really, really hot in there. And California is actually passing a new law where citizens can break windows to get into cars that have pets in them. So there's some requirements to that, but that is coming
like
down the pipe.
You've got to be able to see the pet.
As opposed to
just coming up and busting the window?
Yeah, there's some stuff about you have to notify the police department first. There's some other rules to it. But
well, that makes sense.
It is opening it up so they can save some lives. But, you know, there's a lot of people that would do it anyway, regardless of that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Now there's going to be some laws in place that protect the citizens and the animals, which is the important thing. So if you see an animal in a car, please call us, 241-2550, and one of our officers will go over there. We've got a temp gun. We're going to see how hot it is. So if you come outside and you see an officer in front of your car and you say, oh, I've only been in for 5 minutes, and they show you a temp gun that shows it's 135 degrees in the car, that's bad. So don't take
and
your
this,
dogs.
And this is what
don't
happens. Nobody,
don't leave anybody
nobody
in the car.
Nobody just purposely leaves their little dog in the car or something like that, you know, for a long time. You wouldn't think they would. That they go in and something happens,
mm-hmm.
and now it's been 10 minutes.
Right.
And now it's like well over 120 in the car in 10 minutes.
Yeah, it gets up there really, really quick. And today, I mean, it'll be 130, 140 in the car in 10 minutes. I mean, it's going to be,
One of my favorite photos was of a dog sitting in a car. And the sign was, the car's running, dog sitting in air conditioning, listen to Boss Gags.
Yeah.
And the dog's sitting there, you know, obviously comfortable because the car was running and the air conditioning was keeping him cool.
But I just want people to think, I mean, how many times have you gone into a store and gone, yeah, I'm just going to be in there for 5 minutes, and the next thing you know, you've been in there because you saw a buddy, you saw a neighbor, you saw
a line. All of a sudden there's a line. Yeah.
And you're in there for 30, 45 minutes. You know, just leave your dogs at home in the air conditioning. Let them sit on the vent and look at the door.
She loves it.
Elk Killer.
I tell you what, Elk Killer goes from vent to vent, lays down on the floor.
A lot safer than sitting in the car.
There you go. Okay, hey, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Hugh. Maine, and we're talking about ways of keeping your dog cooler, and beware of heat on your pet's feet, and we're going to be talking about a lot more when we come back. This portion of the show, how appropriate, Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and his people over there voted best in the North State 2015. Well, they could be voted best in the North State forever, for as far as I'm concerned. That's who we have come to our house. Now, we actually have that, you know, that home insurance, that home warranty stuff. But when we have a problem, certain problems, we call directly to companies and we'll just pay them. You know, the heck with it. But the other day, we called Martin's people up. Came out on Sunday afternoon. A very, very reasonable cost to have them come out, look at it, diagnose it. Next day, they came in and fixed it. This is the kind of work you can expect from Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service if there are emergencies. Alliance Heating and Air. Check out their website at homecomfort.org or give them a call, 221-2642. Better known business. It is 14 minutes after the hour of 8. We'll be right back with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
Things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Axiom Repertory Theater, in cooperation with Tams Whitmark, presents Cabaret. Choreography by Ronnie Grandel. Musical direction by Adam Ferris and directed by Ken Hill. Catch this dazzling performance of Cabaret live at the Anderson Performing Arts Center, June 16th through July 3rd, with special cabaret seating available. Tickets range in price from $10 to $20. Life's a cabaret, my friends. Come to the Cabaret, June 16th through July 3rd, at the Anderson Performing Arts Center. To purchase your tickets, visit axiomrepertorytheater.com.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. I have no idea what that song's about. What's that song about?
It's called The Rockefeller Skank by Fatboy Slim. Now you know more than you knew 30 seconds ago,
no,
don't you?
No, I don't. No, I don't know. You know what I know is I don't know why. Why would you play something called Skank?
I know why he played it.
You know, I was not making a commentary. I just happened to like the rhythm of the song.
Oh, so you're into the rhythm part of it. So you're going to be dancing next year at Dancing with the Stars.
Not a freaking chance.
19 minutes after the hour here. It'll be 8 o'clock. Maybe we're all blessed on that one. 605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Budget Blinds. We're talking about ways of keeping your house cooler. Now, we just talked about Alliance Heating and Air. budget blinds. They've got solar shades out there that you can get up to $500 back from REU for putting it on because it saves energy. And he's got all different types of other blinds from the inside. Jerry's got it all. We'll meet. It'll match your decor. It'll match your budget. You can't get any better than this. But the solar blinds, they keep it from getting so hot inside the house. So you save energy. You save money, which then leads to, are you raising the rates because we've saved so much money? Well, it has nothing to do with this spot I'm talking about, though. Budget blinds, though, is, you know, we want to get the solar shades. Like I said, you get a $500 rebate. You can't beat that, and it keeps your house cool. Give them a call, 226-9027, or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. That was just an aside from my live read there, is that the more money that people save on electricity, because then they cut back on electricity, then REU looks at it and says, well, nobody's using as much electricity anymore. We have to raise our rates. How can we keep getting these raises if we don't raise rates? Raise rates, get a raise.
It's like we all get hammered and told that we need to drive low, you know, high mileage vehicles.
Yeah.
And then they say, well, we don't have the money to fix the roads now, so we'll have to tax you for every mile you drive instead of taxing you for the gas.
Yes. 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 Right. Why is it you think why is it you think Mark Story's got his head down on the table here? You know, he just had his eyes closed and he's just kind of pounding on the table.
Conversation.
Don't you want to get into this, buddy?
No.
Let's just talk about animals. Okay.
I just like watching you hop from soapbox to soapbox.
And I tell you what, it's easy. There is so much to hop to. You know, sometimes, you know, it's kind of like it's the heat on my feet. I have to jump from one soapbox to the other because there are just so many burning issues in this town. You know, this town has got so many burning issues. This could be the, I'm not going to go there. Okay. Let's go on to our next subject here. Good morning.
Fire season. Good morning.
You know what? This is a big thing, too.
Yeah. So we're full on in fire season. So, you know, the biggest thing is just make sure you prepare in case there is a possible evacuation, and that includes your animals. So if they are on special food, special medication, anything like that, then make sure you have that stuff ready to go and easily accessible. I would definitely have leashes, collars. They should have a collar on at all times, but if they don't, you should have leashes and collars ready to go to put them on and get them out quickly. For larger animals, even for smaller animals, if they haven't been crated or if they haven't been trailered before, the time of evacuation is not the time to do that because they're going to sense how
especially large animals.
You are. Yeah, especially
large animals will fight you if they sense that you're scared. There's no way they're getting into that cave.
Right. So you know, practice that. Have them load up beforehand and make sure that you know how to load them up and get them all ready to go and get them out of there and get them safe. So. That's the biggest thing for the evacuation stuff. If you're in an evacuation area and a fire kicks off, like the Clover Fire, which happened really fast, and there were a lot of people that weren't home from work when it kicked off, if you go to the command post, wherever that area is going to be, we're going to have our big rig there. You can talk to us or you can talk to the Sheriff's Department and let them know that you live at whatever address it happens to be and that you have animals in the house. And if we can, we're going to go out there, either us or the Sheriff's Department, animal control officers. We'll try and get out there if we can and try and get to the animals and help them out.
Which you did on one of the fires up in Shingletown. Captain Smith went out there and rescued a cat. Now, you have something in your preparing to evacuate with pets in Shasta County that Haven Humane has.
Yeah, this is
It says, in case of emergency, animals inside, type of pets in the home and what they are, and phone numbers and stuff, and you can stick it on your door. So first responders can see that.
Correct. Yes. And this
it's cool.
This pamphlet we have at Haven Humane Society, we actually made this through a grant through the Reading Grange. This was one of the grants that we got through that. And so these are available at Haven, and I would encourage you to come pick it up. It's got the sticker thing to put on the door like you're just talking about. It's also got some handy information stuff on here as far as what to do, how to plan, just some general information on preparing to evacuate with pets in Shasta County.
And it's got good things in there. You know, food, leash and collar, plastic bags for waste disposal, pet first aid kit.
Yeah,
you should have like a little, you know, if you have go bags for you for in case of emergencies, you should have a go bag for your pet that has food, it has maybe any medicine that they have that's in it. Just things that if you had to pick up the cat or dog or potbelly pig, throw them in the back of the car. You have their little bag that goes with you with food and everything, so you don't have to worry about them.
Correct.
It's probably better to have a pig in case things really get tough on food.
So, and it also talks about microchipping.
And that leads me to the next thing. We're going to actually, if you live up in the Burnie area, we're going to have a dog licensing clinic today. And that's going to be from 12 to 3, and it'll be at the Sheriff Substation there in Burnie. And that, we will be doing vaccinations, we'll be doing licensing, we'll also have microchips available there as well, and those are all at discounted prices. So that is from 12 to 3 again today, and that's up in Burnie at the Sheriff Substation.
Okay. You're not going to have any animals up there, though, right? I mean, for a little adopting out?
No.
Oh, okay. Cats must be in the carrier.
Yes.
Okay. The fire season, let's go back. You know, it's, with this heat and everything, can we talk a little bit more about animals
sure.
and heat? We had a dog when I lived in, we didn't have it, but in our complex right there on the Marine Corps base, there was, you know, like four I guess you'd say like four condos to a living area there, so you'd have four families, and everybody had a little backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog in the place next to it, they just moved in, they had a bulldog, English bulldog, and it was, during the summer, it was hot. Somebody says the dog is, you know, in distress. The whole neighborhood jumps in, threw it in the water, in a swimming pool with ice and fans, and trying to keep it, trying to get it lower, you know, putting its feet in the water, trying to get its temperature lower, but it was just too late. Dog passed. And people don't realize that when you leave your dog out with water, if the sun's on it, it may not be enough, especially the really heavily muscled dogs with those short noses.
Yeah, they have a hard time dissipating heat to begin with, correct?
Yeah. What do you tell people, you know, okay, you know, what are some ideas? Like, you know, if I'm gone, you know, say I had an outside dog, and, you know, the dog's got access to water. It has to also have, what, access to shade when it gets up to like 105, 106 outside?
Yes, they absolutely need access to some kind of shelter, especially when it's this hot. And if they don't have any, then it's just, yeah, they are going to be in a world of hurt. And also,
can it just be like a, something that's like a, just like a roof, like a little, you know, that doesn't have sides to it, but they can get into shade? The whole thing is a shade thing, right?
Yeah, as long as they have shade and fresh water. So you don't want to put a bowl of water out in the sun. It's going to be, like you were talking about earlier, it's going to be 115 degrees in the water. That's not going to cool them down at all.
So what could you do like that? You know, so is it something like, would it be, I mean, you can buy these dog, these waterers that once the dog pushes their nose against it or drinks it, then more comes into it.
Yeah.
From, I guess you could fix that to an outside faucet.
Absolutely, yeah. We do it all the time. We have a bunch of them in Haven, too, and you can get them from, like, a Tractor Supply or somewhere like that.
Okay, so Tractor Supply means that you can hook it up to an outside watering, like a spigot outside, and then as they drink the water, more fresh will come in.
Yeah, it's basically like a trough setup almost, and it kind of is, and it just sits on, like, a bucket, and then it just, it's got a float valve on it, so it just shuts it off,
mm-hmm.
and then fills whenever they drink more, so it's always fresh. And then you want to keep that out of the sun, too. So they definitely need some shade. When you're talking about bulldogs and stuff like that, they have a really hard time with dissipating heat because they can't breathe as well. Pugs, any of the dogs with the, you know, kind of the smashed in nose is the same thing. But when they get to that spot, when they get to that point where they have the heat, it's not always a good idea to go straight to the ice and stuff because that can actually send them into shock. If you see that, take them to a vet. Take them to your vet immediately. If it's after hours, take them to VCA Asher because they're the only ones that are open all night.
Yeah.
But you need to take them to a vet because at that point it's too late and you need to get some vet care.
There's something else, too, is that dogs like Malteses and Pomeranians have a double coat of hair, and they have a tendency to get hotter.
Right.
So you really got to keep them trimmed during the summer. But Linda took Elk Killer out for a walk when it was like in the 80s. And she started panting really hard, enough so that Linda almost took her to the vet on that. But then she cooled down. But you know, the point is that even if the dog's in the house and they go out and run around outside for a while, comes back inside, they could be overheated right there.
Yeah, my Pitty gets overheated pretty easily too. She'll sit there and pant for a while, so we just let her cool down in the air conditioning, give her some water, and she recovers pretty quickly. But yeah.
Okay. All right, so dogs in the heat, there's how you take care of them, because a lot of people have outside dogs. One, we make sure they have shade and water that's not 115 degrees out there. And that shade is not just in one part of the day if you're gone all day. It's got to be shade that's there the whole time.
Correct.
With water, that, you know, some kind of running water so that it's, you know, the animal can get to that so it's not so hot.
Yeah, and what you said is really important. I mean, if the shade is moving, then that means that it's still hot. So even though the shade, it might be shady now, it could still be 115 degrees in that asphalt because it hasn't cooled down. You know, my wife and I were out over the weekend. We were at a place and they've got the black asphalt out at their spot, and they have a big shady area, and then it goes into where the sun is at. And well, I tell you, you could feel it was probably 10, 15 degree difference in the shade.
Standing out when Trump was there.
Yeah.
To see, you know, I can't remember the last presidential rally I ever went to, or a candidate rally. And so he was there, 100, and the heat index was like 145 degrees. I mean, you're standing out there on that tarmac, and it was over 100 degrees. Oh, my gosh, imagine what a poor dog is or an animal that's down that close to it, and they just can't, and they don't have shoes on, you know, that kind of absorbs some of that heat. Yeah. Okay. We're with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We're talking about how to keep your animals safe during the summer here with their outdoor doggies and cats and also indoor.
And I wanted to say, too, that if you do see that your neighbors have dogs that are in the back that are suffering, that they're in that kind of condition where they have no shade, call 241-2550, and our officers will go out and do a welfare check. To make sure that that they are taken care of. So,
okay.
You know, if you see it, don't just let it go. And you may not see the shade, you know, and if our officers show up and you do have shade for your dog, then that's great. We're just going to check it and do our job, and then we're going to be on our way, and thank you. And if we don't, we're going to give you some pointers on how to fix that. But we definitely want all the animals safe.
At which point, you'll never tell them who called, though, right?
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, better-known business on Hilltop Drive at 2143, open 7 days a week. You know, you go there and you have Espresso Joe's where you can get that ice-cold drinks, ice, you know, those cold mochas and all this. And, of course, they have all types of, you know, wine and drinks, water, and all types of things in their cooler there, and some food, and hot dogs and stuff there at Espresso Joe's. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium up here in Northern California with all types of tobacco and tobacco accessories and a walk-in humidor that you could go in there. And, you know, because they have to keep the humidity at a certain amount, you go in there. You know, you get the you soak up the moisture for a little bit, and then you can walk it back outside again. It's a great humidor. Better known business, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back with Mark's Story.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Attention, parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the virtual school for the North State community. This virtual...
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We just broke in real quick because down at the transmitter, our sister station down there is having a bunch of problems, not related to anything we had. So they're going to have to take us off the air because they have to go off the air. When they go off the air to check the tower and to touch anything down there, we don't want anybody to get hurt. So we're going to go off the air for a few minutes, but we're still going to be on chat room.
The stream will continue.
Yeah, the stream will continue. Okay, let's continue on.
Enrichment and tutoring on and off campus. And it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org. That's rsarts.org. Or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats,
patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
A shot in the dark. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be back tomorrow with us. She's coming back today after helping people out. They've had surgery down in Sacramento. Family. It is 27 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock, and we are brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop for this segment. Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue, across from the subway right there. Best place in the world to get a haircut. The Cheers of Barbershops, man's last stronghold. Better-known business, can't say enough about it. I've never had a bad haircut there. Bob goes down there, gets his beard trimmed and his haircut. And that's where he gets his pedicures, because they use major weed whackers down there. Is that true?
Actually, it's a diamond tip file.
Diamond tip file. Got it. Okay. Hey, the Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, right up the street from Classy Cafe, where Mark Story goes with me, and we go down and have breakfast once a month down there. We see Millie and Kathy, get our
chip beef
on toast. Can't beat that. Best place. You know what? If you've never had it, you need to go down there and have it. Okay. We're back with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Second Tuesday Club.
Yes. It's going to be July 12th. I can't believe we're already going to be in July.
This is Friday. It's Friday's July.
I know. It's insane.
It's Bob's fault.
And that's going to... I blame Bob, too. That's going to be at Upper Crest Pizza on Churn Creek. So come out, have some great pizza. Upper Crest Pizza has been a great supporter of Haven. They helped us with our Pennies for the Pups program. We did three schools that we put collection things, and they all got pennies. And we went and talked to them about being responsible pet owners, guardians, and... the class that collected the most money got a pizza party, and that was donated by Upper Crest. So Upper Crest has been a great supporter of Haven for many years, and we appreciate them. And so this July 12th, which will be Tuesday, that will be our second Tuesday fundraiser with Upper Crest Pizza. So a portion of the proceeds, their pizza's fantastic, yeah.
Okay.
Excellent. All their food's great. They've got
I got something in the mail that said, hey, can you help us with this by announcing it? And of course we do anyway. And so it could help our poopies and our kitties. And it was P-U-P-I-E-S. So I asked what a poopy was. And the answer was something I can't say on the air, but from the person that sent it to me.
Okay.
Chris.
Oh.
He was cute.
Gotcha.
Really, it was funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
For Second Tuesday stuff.
For Second Tuesday
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, right on.
No, for Second Tuesday stuff. And because she is so involved.
Yes, she is. Yeah,
all the girls, all out there so
absolutely.
Much. Okay, you got any specials going on?
We do. We have a clinic special that has been running through June. We have a few spots left, and this is a Precious Not Parents special, and this is a few appointments left for male kittens and male puppies. They're $20 for the neuter, so you need to come in between 9 and 12.
But not spays?
Not spays, because we filled all the spay spots.
Okay.
So it's just neuters now. They must be less than 6 months old, so they need to be between 4 and 6 months old, and they need to be less than 25 pounds. To come in between 9 and noon, you need to prepay and sign up at our clinic there at Haven, and we can get you down for $20, which is a great deal. So, and we definitely want them all.
Do they put ice on that afterwards?
They do not, but they give them pain med.
Okay. Is that like a – okay. You remember – well, you're in the service for 20 years. Thank you for the service.
I was. Thank you
20 plus or something. It's funny, but, you know, when you talk about I can't help it because I've been in the Haven Humane during the day when you're doing the big, you know, the big spays. These are the big spays, the big neutering going on. And your vet, by the way, is, I mean, a person of infinite capabilities. Yeah. And you've got this like an assembly line of dogs all set. You know, they're, you know, some are being shaved, some are being, you know, they're hitting the tables or, you know, they're sedated, the whole thing. It reminds me a little bit of the clinic back in Quantico, Virginia, when they were doing vasectomies, that they would do vasectomies on one day.
Wow.
And so there would be officer enlisted if you're going to get vasectomies. There is, you know, so they, you know, they'd be in this one room. There's like 8 to 10 of them in a room. And the guy across the street was getting one. He flew Marine One. You know, he flew the helicopter for the president. This was back in the 70s. And this is the way they did it back then. So they'd all be sitting in the room, and the corpsman would come in and say, okay, who wants to be first? And, of course, nobody's hands were being raised. And he goes, okay, rank has its privileges, colonel. And he'd take the colonel and get in a wheelchair, put him in a wheelchair, and off they'd go. And then they'd come in and get him after that. And
wow.
It was, I mean, it reminded me. I just thought about it the other day and thought, gosh, it's kind of like that puppy neuter. The puppy neutering assembly line you have at Haven Humane.
Yeah, our staff is amazing. They do a great job. And we have two vets now, which is great. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we have two vets on staff. And so they're able to do a little bit more. And it's not quite as busy on the one vet. But we have two vets now, which is great. And it allows them to work full schedules and still be able to see clients and do everything else in the afternoon, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. So
cool.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Okay, we talked about Second Tuesday Club, mm-hmm. clinic specials, preparing for fire season, volunteers.
Yeah.
The heart blood.
Absolutely. Yeah, our volunteers are fantastic. Our volunteers save lives every single day. We actually just finished Camp Love a Pet, which is on here too. Our first camp, we had 16 kids, 16 dogs. In fact, I came in Friday with Sierra and Quentin.
Sierra, what a cutie. And Quentin.
Yeah, and Quentin's still available. We still have a few dogs from camp. So if you're looking for a dog, now's the time, because these dogs have all had 2 weeks of training. They're fantastic dogs.
Quentin would be a great dog to have, going walking the trails. I mean,
Quentin is an amazing dog. I took him out yesterday.
He's a quintessential dog, Quentin is.
Yeah, he's an ambassador for the breed. He's just such a great guy. He's a pit bull, and he's really gentle, loving. He just wants loves. He's just a great guy. I took him out for a walk yesterday. You know, Monday after camp is always very sobering because I miss all the kids and being able to be a counselor and go out and hang out.
The animals, so, I'm sure the animals miss him too, though.
They do. I took two of the dogs out yesterday, and both of them were looking for their kid. But they both came up and gave me loves, and they're both great. But we've got a few of those guys
and
left.
And you just walk them around the property there, around the fence line? Or?
Yeah. You know, I actually took them both to a play yard and let them run. The one, Cammy, is a little still fearful of people. And so I've been working with her for a couple of weeks. She's fearful of guys. I had my hat on. I don't think she likes hats either. And
a lot of dogs don't like hats.
Yeah, and so
isn't that weird?
I've been kind of trying to break her of that, and she's been doing really well. And so I took her out in the play yard, and she was really nervous walking with the leash. But as soon as I took her off her leash in the play yard, she ran right up to me, you know.
Well, why is it?
Kiss this great, great dog.
Why is it, you know, like Elk Killer has never met a stranger. I mean, she, you know, goes up to everybody because nobody's ever been mean to her or anything like this, you know.
Yeah.
But a lady came in the other day, and she started barking at her and wouldn't come near her, even though she'd been over to her house once. But it was like she just kept – I mean, I've never seen her do that before.
It's just something about certain people.
Well, or would it be something – I mean, the woman wasn't dressed, you know, outrageously. She didn't have a hat on. She didn't have, like, big flowing clothes or anything. She was just dressed like anybody else. But it's the first time I've ever seen her do that, bark like that.
It could be anything. It could be a vibe that she got from her. It could be a perfume she was wearing. I mean, it could be it could be anything that the dog senses that just it, something
strange, huh?
Something didn't like it. So back to the volunteers,
yeah.
Which is where we started. We the reason I brought up camp was because we have a lot of volunteers that are counselors, which is fantastic. So and now they're all out walking dogs and helping out in their green shirts, which is great. But our next volunteer orientation is actually this Saturday, which is July 2nd at 10 a.m. And the next one will be Friday, July 29th at 5:15. Both of those are in the Haven classroom at Haven Humane Society. So. Come on out if you've ever thought about it. Just come out, do an orientation, and just see what it's about. Listen to Wendell. He's our volunteer coordinator. He'll tell you more about it. But, you know, I say it, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You know, our volunteers absolutely save lives by enriching the quality of life for our animals while we look high and low for forever homes for them and really, really working hard to get them into forever homes or into rescues so that they can get a second chance, because all of them deserve it. And so the volunteers are just a huge part of that.
Well, you know what it is? It's a whole – I mean, it's such a volunteer-based organization. And how many do you have now?
We've got between 40 and 60 active volunteers, and we've probably got about 90 volunteers right now,
mm-hmm.
Which is great. So.
You know, you haven't talked, you know, much about on the tags on the cages that you can have your – you can help sponsor one of the places where they stay.
Yeah, we have some kennel – placards that you can sponsor. They're $150 for the cat cat condos, and they're $250 for the dog kennels. And we've got a few dog kennels left, and we've got quite a few cat condos left. And I know you have one. Tina and I got one for our family. You know, and there's a lot of organizations that do it. It's great advertising for that. But there's only one per kennel, so that's going to be your kennel, and that's going to be your kennel for years. So,
can we say what kind of dog we want in it?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to know.
No, you can request a number if they're available, which I believe you guys did, and I did as well. But yeah, you can't. Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
Okay.
We need the kennels.
Well, I know that. I was just kidding.
I know.
Okay, hey, we got to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, Reading. Let me tell you something, and this is something that's important. John Bastiani has just gotten a patent on something that's going to change the firearms industry. This is not a 1-800 number. This is not a thing to get money. I was talking to him about it last week. We talked about it, how it was, you know, how it would work. But it's going to have a huge impact on the firearms industry and the laws of this country, especially the laws in California. But besides that, he's the type of gunsmith that you want to bring your guns to, but he's also got he and his wife have a weapon shop, a gun shop there at 2539 Larkspur, that has everything. Every shooting accessory you could possibly want, optics, reloading equipment. They have all types of revolvers, ammunition, everything. Everything you could possibly want is there at Bastiani Arms. And great customer service. You're not going to find a better place to go into and have people take care of you right there at Bastiani Arms. Classes on CCW and on hunter safety, all of this at Bastiani Arms. But the reason I brought this up was you're going to see a lot of this here in the next couple of weeks about the changes that can come over of how we do business with this patented invention that John Bastiani and one of his gunsmiths came up with. It's a quarter till nine here at KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with
you
more stories.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog to cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog to cry all the time.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Bill Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, June the 28th. It's 12 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 84 degrees. Bad Bob, give us the weather for the rest of the week so everybody can feel better.
Oh, let's see here. It's going to be hot, hot, hot rest of the week. Highs in the triple digits.
Thank
by
you. Thank you. When you say hot, 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 is that the weather? Is that the weather technician's explanation of the weather there? It's going to be hot, hot, hot. In fact, I think that's pretty good. Brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Better known business. Okay, I'm just kidding. Hot, hot, hot. Go on.
Okay, overnight lows will be about 70 to 75, so not great sleeping weather. Extremely dry weather conditions up in the hills. Be very careful with anything that makes a spark.
There you go, buddy. You know what? It's going to be like this. It's going to cool down into the high 90s over the weekend. So we're going to be happy. Asphalt is going to be 140 degrees when you're out walking for your doggies. And inside your car, how long does it take it to go from, to killing? If it, it starts, it's 107. 10 minutes,
less
my friends.
10 minutes.
If you leave that dog in there with the, even with the windows down, it's still going to get into the into that hot. So it's not just your animals, but, kids, people in there, elderly people. It's just a way to hurt people. So, and animals. So just watch out. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by, in good thoughts, Dandelion, 1322 Pine Street. Guys, you want to get something that just makes your bride feel really cool. You head on down to Dandelion. Designer brands from Brighton to Miss Me. Everything there. It's a great place. The people there are so nice. Linda loves it down there at Dandelions. 1322 Pine Street, 247-1292. Mark Story's with me, CEO of Haven Humane. And we've got just a few minutes left here. You got a lot of things coming up in the future. But has this been so far this year? Has it been, how's it looking for, are we still collecting the same number of animals, or is it kind of like less, which is good?
The intake rate's about the same as it has been.
Is it?
It's gone down slightly, not much, which is about right. It should go down slightly every year. The good thing is we're saving more animals' lives than ever. Our euthanasia rate is lower than it's ever been at this point in the year. And we're working hard to keep that going in that direction.
That's great.
We never set the bar and then say, okay, this is good. This is what we want to keep it. We always are trying to work harder to save more lives. Until we have a North State with no more homeless pets, that's going to be our goal. So we continue to do that.
Well, that's the bottom line. You want to put yourself out of business.
Absolutely.
If you can do that. Isn't that cool? It's like cancer researchers. Yeah, I'd like to put myself out of business.
Yep.
Okay, again, you can pick up can they just get this off your website, or do they have to come down and see you?
They have to come down and see us. I don't believe that brochure is on our website.
Okay. So this is a brochure about what happens.
But they need to come down and see us anyway, because maybe they're looking for a new pet.
Oh, I just saw
some
photos.
Can't love a pet dog.
I saw some photos of some people there. This is preparing to evacuate with pets in Shasta County. You can get this down there at Haven Humane, of course, at 7449 Eastside Road. If you see anything going on out there that can be harmful to animals and pets, you give them a call at 241-2550.
That's right.
So all this. And there's one of the things that's really cool about this, emergency thing here, preparing to evacuate, is that you can cut off this one part of the brochure, and it has, in case of emergency, animals inside saying you've got pets in the home.
Correct.
And what kind of pet it is, and the number, all those kind of things.
Just good information in case there's evacuation and your animals are in the house.
I don't see one for there, like for the Rosie Python.
No, you could just draw that on.
You draw that on there?
Yes, you could draw that on there.
The Rosie Python.
Yes, Rosie Python.
Okay, I think you could probably do that. See, we have 12 of those, and please evacuate my parrot. What do you call that?
And people will be quick to get in there and get all of them for you.
Grab every one of those snakes, buddy. Yep. Okay, what else we got?
Well, we got a couple things coming up. We've got Zumba Bash coming up August 20th. That's going to be at the Veterans Hall in Reading, and that's going to be great. Last year we had about 300 people in attendance. It was pretty cool. So if you're into Zumba, that's a great time to do that. And then, of course, we've got our Bark, Wine, and Brew, which is coming up at Wind River on October 1st. And then Giving Tuesday, which is coming up in November. That's a ways out. But you can get more information on our website, havenhumane.org. And also visit us on Facebook. We've got over 8,000 friends now that like us, which is great. And because of that, we're able to network more animals, and that's why our euthanasia rate's going down, our adoption rates and all the animals that we're saving is going up, because we have so many friends that are helping out, and this community is so supportive. It's been amazing. So
that's cool.
I can't believe we're over 8,000 likes. And 3 years ago we were at 1,200, so...
Well, there's lots of like around there.
Yeah, well, no, I agree. It's just great to have all these people that are coming on and putting those likes on Facebook and helping us network our animals. So,
okay.
And again, if you're looking for a dog, if you've been thinking about it, please come check out the Camp Love a Pet dogs. We've got many wonderful dogs there, not just the Camp Love a Pet dogs, but boy, if you want one that's had 2 weeks of training and
got any specials going on for adoptees? I mean, we used to have the what was that, the pity party or the pit, you know, adopt a pity.
We may have one coming up soon, but Spencer will be announcing that kind of stuff on Fridays when he comes in. Right now, you know, a lot of the camp dogs are sponsored, so a lot of them are going to be at a discounted rate. Even at $135, it's a steal. I mean, you're getting about $350 worth of stuff for $135.
Not even counting the dog or the animal.
Right.
That's right. So, you know what? You've always bring in such quality animals here. But, you know, the way Spencer picks them is he just kind of goes down and just grabs one. It's not like this animal's been prepared, you know, for the show or anything.
Yeah, in the last 2 weeks, he's actually had camp dogs, which are both still available. Because, yes, I believe he brought Dahlia in 2 weeks ago, and she was a camp dog, doing great. She's young, a lot of energy. She needs definitely an active family, but she's great. She's a little love, and she came in 2 weeks ago. She's still available, and then Quentin last week. And he's still looking for a loving forever home and return that love, too.
Well, we've adopted out every one of them. I mean, yeah. None of them have, you know, they've all been adopted out, which is cool.
Yeah.
What other kind of associations do you have with people in the area here, with the other animal associations? I mean, I know you all help each other out, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a group effort. You know, a lot of the rescues help us and take our animals. We help the rescues when we can. You know, there's all kinds of organizations that work together. When it comes to fire season, we have meetings with, you know, a bunch of different people. Chuck Miller out of Bella Vista Farms had a big fire meeting that we were a part of with Sheriff Pasenko and Supervisor Modi and a bunch of other people come out to that. The fire chief goes out there. The Cal Fire chief goes out there. And we have partnerships with a lot of people in the community, a lot of animal organizations, a lot of people organizations. You know, we're just here to help out the community, and animals and people included.
Bark, Wine, and Brew.
Yeah, Bark,
Wine. Put it down on your calendar for October 1st because they sell it out.
We do, and it's going to be by
tickets now?
No, tickets aren't available yet, but they will be probably in the next month or so.
Because it's sold out.
Right.
And you put people up on the top up there. I mean, in tables up there.
Yeah, those were volunteers. We had our volunteers that were there working up there. Yeah. 2 years ago, we had to put people up there because we oversold a little bit. But we tried to keep everybody on the floor.
It's one of the happiest days of my life watching you that night. I sat there and I watched you, you know, flitter around like a hummingbird, and just like going from spot to spot to spot to spot. I'd go, hey,
everybody got fed.
And then but I would say things to you that weren't true just to see you run across the room. You know, it was like I said, it was fun seeing you this calm, cool, collected, Mark Story. But when it was obvious that there were more people coming in than there were seats at that point.
Yeah, that was
watching
good.
You fix that. You know, hey, Mark, those guys over there, you know, they don't have a seat. Run over there, and it turned out they were.
That was go mode.
There it was. I liked it. 88 degrees, buddy. Right now, it's not even 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's 88 degrees, my friends. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mark, for coming in here
Thank
with
you.
Us. You know what? I always enjoy you coming in. You're a good guy. You're a good friend. and you do so much for this community. And I think the community, I believe the community really, you know, understands that. And they know what you've done and everything Haven Humane does for our community.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And we can't do it alone. We need the community support, and we appreciate having it.
And you do. And you have the community support. Okay. 88 degrees tomorrow. Tommy Keyes, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, is going to be in tomorrow talking about veteran-related subjects. I'm getting things in. We're setting up another time to talk with the young man that was arrested, or his family, talking with the family. The young man was arrested in the theater the other last weekend, wearing a vest. It wasn't an armored vest. It wasn't anything like that. And you know, all charges. There's no charges on it at the end. But we want to talk about PTSD and some other things that are going on with his family and about what happened with that. But again, Tommy Keyes will be on tomorrow talking about veterans and veterans issues. Take care of yourself out there today. This is like the hottest it's been so far this year, this early in the morning.
And it'll stay hot for the next several days, which means little overnight cooling. Fire danger is peaking out.
If you're living out in the, if you're living out where Bob lives, next to a guy that's still getting all these deliveries from FedEx. I'm sorry.
I don't know about that, but it's far more likely that some idiot will be out with a lawnmower at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
He said he's getting deliveries from FedEx. I'm just kidding. Come on. Okay, everybody, have a great time out there today. Except be careful. It's hot. Watch yourself outside. Drink lots of water. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around.
The House panel investigating the deadly 2012 attacks in Benghazi, Libya, faults the U.S. military for being way too slow responding to the attacks that killed four Americans, including Ambassador Chris Stevens. House Benghazi Committee Chair Trey Gowdy says the resources needed to defend the American diplomatic outpost were sorely lacking.
There are only three assets that ever made it to Benghazi. Two unarmed drones and the team from Tripoli who deployed themselves. They weren't ordered to go. They deployed themselves.
The GOP-led panel concludes the buck stops with the Obama administration and then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. A religious freedom case out of Washington State rejected by the Supreme Court.
It's a bit complicated. Individual pharmacists in the state who have faith-based objections to dispensing abortifacient drugs can avoid doing so by passing the orders onto a